这个道理要讲详细很费时间，所以我现在采取要点，速度拉快一点。
And it is very difficult to discuss this topic in detail, so I'm just going to give you some of the key points.
风水是新闻机会。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, we'll start our class.
看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
我以前对这个丁山宝训啊，就是感觉这个内容啊，好像没有这个系统的，我本来是这样感觉。
Before I thought that the Sermon on the Mount did not have any organization.
好像是很断断片片的这样子。
It was it felt very scattered to me.
但是后来我详细看，这个丁山宝训这一篇大道理是很有规律的。
But after I read these verses in detail, I found out that this sermon is very organized.
我们刚才看的五章一节到十二节，这就是一对，就是谈到什么是夫妻。
And what we have read from verse 1 to 12, this is one group, and it talks about what is the blessing.
我们应该要被主耶稣这种教训感化，有他的这个看法。
And we should be changed and change our view.So that we can have the viewpoint of Jesus.
那这个十三节到十六节是另外一段。
And from verse 13 to 16 is another group.
这个圣经分段落哈，要看同类的啦，不是看那个长短。同性质的要归为一类的。
And when we divide the Bible into verses, they divide it into groups, not according to how long they are.
有时候两节三节。虽然短短还是要归为一类，有时候或者三四节才能归为一类，看那个性质来归类。
And sometimes two or three verses can be grouped into one group, but sometimes it will take about three or four.
那五章十三节到十六节就谈到门徒的价值了。
And from verse 13 to 16 talks about the value of the disciples.
基督徒有什么价值
？What kind of value does a Christian have?
基督徒值钱吗？很值钱吗？
Are the question very valuable?
它的存在对人类有什么意义？
What is the value of their existence?
他在这里谈到十三节到十六节说，基督徒是树上的盐，另外一个是基督徒是树上的光。
Verse 13,
就这两点。
Verse 13 to 16 says that Christians are the salt and the light of the world.
那么这个盐呢、啊？盐有什么这个功能？
What kind of effect does the salt have?
盐有防腐和调味的作用。
Salt can prevent the things from being spoiled, and also it can be used as a seasoning.
好像你们去钓鱼啊，哈，回来，现在有电冰箱比较方便了、啊。以前呢、啊、没有电冰箱啊，你要赶快用盐给它腌起来，不然的话过了一天会臭掉。
For example, if we go fishing, we had to marinate the fish with salt so that it doesn't go bad.
那就是把盐腌起来，它不会臭，有防止那个腐败的功用。盐
and salt has the power to prevent decay.
另外一个是调味啊，好像这个我们煮妈妈，比方妈妈煮这个鸡汤啊，那你假设没有放盐哈，不好吃啊。
And another effect of salt is for seasoning. For example, we can put salt in our soup.
所以我们基督徒要在这个罪恶的世界啊，要有防止啊罪恶的蔓延的力量。一个现在罪恶一直增加，基督徒不要被罪恶同化，要防止罪恶的力量。
So as a Christian in the last day, we should prevent the further spreading of sin and not be conformed to them.
我们一个弟兄在大学念书啊，那他的同学都抽烟的啦，跳舞的啦，
And we have a brother who is attending university, and all of his classmates smoke and they dance.
他后来被我们这个弟兄感化，这个弟兄现在在台大当教授，副教授。
And later, this classmate was touched by our brother, and this brother is now a professor in the Taiwan University.
他坚持他的立场，说我基督徒，我不可以了，不可以像你那样。那慢慢的感化那个同学。 那个同学也信主耶稣，把烟都改了，而不去跳舞了。
He upheld his position as a Christian and said that I am a Christian, I will not smoke or dance. And this classmate was slowly changed by our brother.
你们今天在学校做盐了。And
today in school we should be the salt.
就是基督徒没有这个做盐的这个作用哦，已经失去价值，所以耶稣说被放在路上被人践踏，就是。 是盐呐，他主耶稣所说的九桃盐，是驼盐。
And if a Christian cannot be the salt, and the salt will be lose our flavor, and will be like the rock salt and be trampled by foot.
就盐，有的是从海水来，有的是山里头有一种是盐，有盐分呐、啊。那么那个是盐，那个是土，那个盐分呐、啊，通通出来以后啊，没有盐分就没有作用了，就丢在外面。那丢在外面呐、啊，也不能。 做铺路作用，啊，就是给人捡它没有用的，没有价值。And
salt can come from the ocean or from the mountain where they have the rock salt, and after the rock loses the flavor, they're just thrown out to be trampled.
所以基督徒应该你要在你的学校做盐。So
as a Christian, we must be the salt in our school.
或者同学当中有什么不和睦的事情啊，你要做盐，你要调和，盐能够调和。
Or if there's disharmony among the classmates, you must make peace and actually season the relationship.
另外一个是世上的光要做光。
Another is to be the light of the world.
这个光啊，我们知道没有光就是好麻烦的了。And
we know that without light, we will have trouble.
这个光有照明和带头啊，带路的这个作用。The
light can shine and also can guide.
因为光主要是有亲自解释，就是好行为。光就是好行为。And
Jesus has explained that light is the good deeds.
基督徒假如没有好行为，那基督徒已经失去价值。If
a Christian is without good deeds, then they lose their value.
所以我们应该要通过我们的行为，给我们周围的人知道我们做人应该怎么做。So
through our faith, we should let others see how Christian should be.
还有一个就是。 带头的作用啊，这个光就带路啊，在好的方面带头的作用。And
the light can also guide, and we should guide people into doing good.
我记得在台湾呐、啊，有两个女学生，我们的姊妹了啊。
I remember in Taiwan we have two female students who are our sisters.
他们这个学校就常常有这个舞会。And
in their school there are often dances.
那舞会跳到一半的时候，常常把电灯关起来，不是常常，叫每次。And
in the middle of this dance, they will often shut off the light.
我们这两位姊妹知道。And
these two sisters, they know this.
这个是学校啊，这个同意的一个活动。And
this is what is agreed upon by all of the.
我们姊妹不去参加。And
our sisters did not participate in this dance.
后来他的教授很佩服的，说你们两个对。
And the professor, professor respect them very much and say that you are right.
基督徒在学校，你说你们现在大部分在学校的，在学校，假使不能做人做光哦，你已经没有基督徒的价值了。
If a Christian cannot be the salt or light in their school, then we lose our value.
再来第三段。And
then the third group.
看第五章17节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 17.
第五章的17节。 你们不要想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。啊，我是在告诉你们，就是到天地都要废弃，律法的一点律法也不能废弃，都要成全。当时犹太人因为耶稣啊是反对摩西的律法的。At
that time, the Jews thought that Jesus was against the Mosaic law.
他们也以这个控告耶稣。 So, 耶稣反对摩西。
They used this to accuse Jesus and said that he is opposed Moses.
但是主耶稣告诉他们说，神的律法一点一划都不会废弃的，都要成全。他是绝对遵从神的律法。
But Jesus said that I did not come here to destroy the law, but to fulfill them.
但是神的律法常常没有办法去遵守。
But oftentimes we cannot obey the laws of God.
那耶稣就要来成全律法，啊，来完成神的旨意了。
And so Jesus came to fulfill the law and to complete the will of God.
神的律法哈，妇女这个四条诫命，在你们看看那个《申命记》三十二章。
And the law of God is divided into 10 groups.
《申命记》三十二章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
这里把神所有的律法典章啊，放在两个不同的地点。
And here, they divided all of the laws of God into two different places.
啊，三十一章了啊，三十一章二十四节。
From verse chapter 31, verse 24.
三十一章二十四节说，摩西将这些律法的话写在书上，记着写完了。就问为他耶和华有鬼的地位人说，将这些律法书放在耶和华你们神的右柜旁边，好吗？右柜旁边，右柜里边，两个地方。
And the law was placed inside the ark and besides the ark.
右柜里边放三种东西是什么
？And the ark contains three things. And what are they?
哪一位讲一讲？啊，右柜里边。ark 里面放三种东西 ，mana 还有，啊亚伦画样的杖，对，再来。
contains mana the rod of Aaron。
四条界面的两块画板是吗
？And also the two stone tablets。
所以那个四条界面是放在约柜里面哦。
And so the Ten Commandments are placed inside the ark。
那个四条界面以外，很多很多的滴滴点章放在约柜的旁边。
And besides the Ten Commandments that's inside the ark, there's also lots of laws that's besides the ark。
放在右柜旁边的表示这个暂时性。
And what is placed besides the ark means that it is temporary.
那就放在右柜旁边那个立立典章啊，一大堆，很多很多。
And there are many laws that is placed besides the ark.
有的是关于卫星方面的，什么可以吃，什么不可以吃。
And some of these laws are concerning sanitary.
有的关于礼仪的，好像各礼的这些。或者献祭的
some are about the offerings
但是那些啊实际上没有办法遵守
but in reality we cannot obey these
那么律法典章里面最重要的两个是一个是五大祭献五种祭
and the most important of these laws are the five major offerings
这个献祭是要赎罪
And there is the offering for remission of sin.
但是希伯来书第十章第四节告诉我们，这个牛羊的水不能洁净人的罪。
But in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 10 says that the blood of the livestock cannot wash away the sin of man.
那以色列是不是要把那个献祭的事情毁掉呢
？So did Jesus come to destroy the law of offering?
是这样否认。
Is he denying the law on offerings?
不是活人，他要成全。
He is not denying these laws, but rather he's fulfilling them.
他怎么成全？
How did he fulfill it?
他献上自己。
He offered up himself.
来成全了那五种。献祭
to fulfill the five different offerings.
看希伯来书第十章
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章的第一节以下
Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 1 on.
这是谈到律法都是一个婴儿
And here it says here it talks about the law.
那第四节说公牛和山羊的水断不能除罪所以基督到世上来的时候说神啊，祭物和礼物是你所不愿意的，你请给我预备了身体啊。牛羊啊，那个水不能赎人的罪，因为价值不一样。
the life of the oxen and the lamb cannot wash away the Son of Man.
这个是一种异表，一个婴儿，婴儿好像太阳出来，你向西边走，你人还没到，你的婴儿先到。
This is like a shadow, foreshadowing. It is like saying if you walk towards away from the.
但是婴儿不是真物的，不是真体。
But the shadow is not a concrete matter.
就是一表主耶稣啊，神的羔羊啊，你们得注意啊。约翰介绍耶稣说，你看了神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的啊，就是一表主耶稣要来替我们死。This
is just a prefiguration, just as the introduction of John, he said that Jesus is the Lamb, and Jesus will die for us.
那因为主耶稣替我们死了，我们今天。 我们就不去献祭了，好不好？
And because Jesus has died for us, so today we do not need to offer sacrifices.
在油柜旁边那些啊，我们不管他了。哥罗西书第二章，保罗说，耶稣把他钉在十字架，借着十字架把那些都完成，所以我们不需要说那些。
And all of the laws that are besides the ark, Jesus has already nailed onto the cross for us.
七节节也是一样，七节节第一个节节是逾越节。
And the feasts are also the same. And the first feast is the feast of the Passover.
最后一个节节是祝棚节。And
the last feast is the feast of the Tabernacle.
这七节节是这个逾越节，就是杀羔羊，也是一表，也是要替我们死。And
the feast of the Passover is also they also need to kill lambs, which also
那洁净我们的罪
for us, and to cleanse our sin.
最后祝棚节就是收割完了。 大家在外面啊，搭简单的棚子啊，等候耶稣再来。And
the feast of the tent is that after the harvest, people will set up tents and to await the coming of Jesus.
所以对这些律例典章啊，耶稣借着他的牺牲来完全清传，所以我们现在不要不必说那些。So
Jesus has fulfilled all of these laws through his sacrifice, so we do not need to obey them now.
关于这个诫命方面呢，四条诫命。Concerning
the Ten Commandments,
主耶稣不是否认四条诫命。Jesus
did not deny the Ten Commandments.
主耶稣叫我们要遵守四条诫命啊，更完善、更熟练。Jesus
has commanded us to follow the Ten Commandments more completely.
请看马太福音第五章。Let's
turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章的17节以下
Matthew chapter 5 from verse 17 on
主耶稣说你们不要想我要来废弃律法和先知我是要来成全
And verse 17 says that do not think I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy them, but to fulfill them.
20节,
and verse 20.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不信以文书和法利赛人的义，断不能进神天国。这里主耶稣告诉我们的义啊，我们的好表现要胜过文书和法利赛人。
And here Jesus told us that our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees.
文书和法利赛人好像保罗是个很标准的法利赛人。
Pharisees like Paul, who is a exemplary Pharisee.
保罗他也表示说，我对律法来说，我是一个没有瑕疵的人。他对表面上说，他把神的这个律法遵守的很完善。And
Paul has once said.
不过就这。Paul
has once said that he is not guilty according to the law.
但是主，比方说，主是在这里提出例子了。 这个诫命第一条，这个诫命啊，第六条说不可杀人。And
here Jesus brought out some examples, and in the sixth commandment it says thou shalt not murder. Murder.
21节。In
verse 21.
啊，但是主耶稣怎么说呢
？What did Jesus say?
不但不可杀人啊，不可向弟兄动怒啊，咒骂。And
here it says that not only shall you not kill, you shall not be angry with your brother.
或怀恨。
Or to be hateful toward your brother.
所以主耶稣不但叫门徒要守这个看得到的这个不可杀人呐，他只叫我们要除掉杀人的那些动机的，杀人的动机大概都是恨人呐，啊，动怒的，这个恨不能解怨。
And Jesus said that we shall not murder, and also we should not have the motive of murder, which are hate and anger.
那一动怒啊, 后来就杀人。
And once you're angry, the ultimate result is that you will kill.
所以在主的教训就告诉我们不但不可以是在杀人啊连恨人啊 都不可以。
And so Jesus has taught us, not only should we not kill, we shouldn't even be angry at others.
看马太25章27节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 27.
说不可奸淫这个时候吃了诫命第七条。
And here he said that thou shalt not commit adultery, which is the seventh commandment.
但是主耶稣说看到妇女心里动淫念就是已经犯了奸淫。
But Jesus said, if you have the thoughts of lust, you have already committed adultery.
所以主不是要废弃诫命，就提升诫命。
So Jesus is not coming to deny the law, but rather to elevate them.
叫我们要遵守的更熟练。
So that we can keep the commandments more completely.
那这个27节,
and in verse 27,
谈到离婚的事情。
It talks about divorce.
旧约书说，摩西说要离婚要给他休书的，就是给他离婚书。
And Moses in the Old Testament said that if you want a divorce, you have to have a certification.
但是主耶稣怎么说？
But what did Jesus say?
主耶稣不准离婚的。
Jesus did not allow divorce.
看32节。
Let's read verse 32. And verse 32. But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason, except for sexual immorality, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery.
基督徒只有一件事，主耶稣准许离婚了，就是说对方太太犯奸淫。
There's only one cause that Jesus will allow to divorce, which is that your spouse commits sexual immorality.
接见之外不可以离婚。
And besides this, you cannot divorce.
假如有人娶那个被离的，也是犯奸淫。
And if a person marries a woman who has been divorced,
所以讲得非常清楚。
He commits adultery. So he explains it very clearly.
那有人就反过来问了,
and some people would ask,
那这个丈夫这是犯奸淫, 太太可不可以同他离婚, 把他离掉?
And if the husband commits adultery, can the wife divorce him?
再去嫁,
and to marry another man.
这样的准许圣经找不到,
and we cannot find this kind of evidence.
所以在我个人我不能说可以, 因为圣经没有说可以。
So I cannot personally say that I allow it because the Bible did not specifically allow it. So some people would say that does Jesus show favoritism towards the man? But this you have to ask Jesus.
我做传道圣经没有的我不敢说可以。
And being a preacher, where it's not in the Bible, I cannot say I allow it.
那你就是说 但是我不在乎呢，他丈夫也去另外去结婚，去娶别的女人了，啊，那我有困难，那是你的事情了。我做传道，我不能说可以。And
if a person says that I have divorced my husband and now I can't marry, I cannot say I can allow you to remarry because I
现在在美国的社会，不离婚才是怪了。And
in the society in the United States, if you do not divorce, it is a is a very unique.
这很可怕的，很可怕。
So it is very very terrifying.
所以要结婚呢，要很信众，要多祷告。
So if you want to get married, you must pray often after God.
因为基督徒是不准离婚的。
Because a Christian is not allowed to divorce.
实际上离婚是很不幸的。
In reality, divorce is a very unfortunate thing.
尤其有孩子，要孩子好可怜，受害者是孩子。
Especially when you have the children, they are the victims.
实际上，离婚以后的人呢，他再婚哦，不管男的女的，心里都没有实在的这个一种幸福感没有。And
in reality, if you had divorced and remarried, you will not find the harmony that you once had.
所以主耶稣的这个伦理道德观呢，提醒很高。 所以说你们的义要胜过文书化的赛人。
So Jesus had raised our morality, and he said that we must exceed that of the Pharisees and scribes.
他又说啊，这个三十三节，就要是不可背誓，意思说你起誓，你可不会背誓。
And in verse 33, it says in the Old Testament, you cannot go against your oath.
但是三十三节看下去，主会说不可起誓，你们话是说是，不是说不是。
From verse 33 on, Jesus said you should not give oath. Like
我们
you can't BS and
做一个基督徒不会说，啊，好像还发生争执的时候，好了，我就说给你听了，啊。
And as a Christian, when we're against argument, we cannot say, "Okay, I swear to you."
要表示他对。
And to show our sincerity.
但是主耶稣不准。
But Jesus does not allow this.
主耶稣你们是说是的，不是说不是，他不信是他的事情。
Jesus said, "Let your yes be yes, and let your no be no."
这个都是伦理道德观念的，都提醒，一直提醒。
And he has again elevated our morality.
38节
in verse 38.
就要是说以眼还眼，以牙还牙，意思说你挖我一个眼睛，我挖你一个眼睛。
In the Old Testament, it says that an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
你打断我一个牙齿，我一定打断你一个牙齿。
If you break my teeth, then I will also break your teeth.
打平的，就要是打平的。
And they seek a balance.
你看现在犹太人、以色列人了，以色列国。以色列国现在针对政府的作风就是这样子。
And this is how the Jews treat the government today.
你不要去打他们好。
And
你这样子打到以色列人，他一定还手的，一定打的。
If you attack the Israelite government, they will retaliate.
他们一定报仇的。
They will seek avenge.
但是主耶稣怎么说？三十八节。
But what did Jesus say in verse 38?
不要与罪人作对呀，不要抵抗。人家打你的右脸，左脸给他打吧。
In verse 39 says that do not resist an evil, and if a person hits your right cheek, turn your left to him also.
要你的外衣内衣给他吧。不要抵抗的意思。
And is to not to resist.
所以这一段就是说主耶稣的无抵抗主义。
And so this is Jesus teaching on non-retaliation.
主耶稣叫我们不要抵抗，因为对恶人不要抵抗。
Jesus taught us not to resist an evil person.
抵抗啊，报仇还倒，把事情弄得更严重。
If you resist and seek revenge, it will worsen the matter.
四十三节就要是说啊，要这个爱邻舍的，讲要恨仇敌，但是主耶稣说要爱仇敌。
In verse 33 in the Old Testament, it says that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but Jesus said you should also love your enemy.
他谈到天父爱人。
And he talked about how the Father loved the people of the world.
他养造好人的，招待人，降给好人的，给不好的人。
And he gives blessings to the good and the bad.
所以你们要像天父完全一样。
So you must be complete like the Father.
所以主耶稣的对这个又跪旁边的那些立点中，以他的牺牲生命来完成，所以我们不需要去说。
Jesus has fulfilled the law that's besides the ark with his sacrifice, so we do not have to keep it anymore.
包括割礼了，包括不会出诅咒了。那个又跪旁边那些里面呢，不会出诅咒了。今天有没有诅咒，我不知道了。
And including circumcision and eating unclean things such as pork.
那些我们都不管他的。
And we do not keep these laws anymore.
那四条诫命又归里面，那四条诫命呢？
But the Ten Commandments are in the ark.
主耶稣不是要回去？
Jesus did not destroy them.
他是更提升了，要我们遵守的比文士、法利赛人更完善。
He has elevated them so that we can obey them more completely.
我们要爱敌人。
We must love our enemy.
英国这个印度一个甘地啊，这个很出名的甘地。
In India, there's Gandhi.
Gandhi 不是基督徒，但是他有读圣经。
Gandhi was not a Christian, but he read the Bible.
他受主耶稣这一段道理感动。
He was touched by this teaching of Jesus.
当时英国对这个印度的殖民政策算是没有人道的。
At that time, the British did not treat the colonists in India very well.
甘地去英国读书啊
，and Gandhi received education in England.
有一次， 他后来到非洲去工作一段时间。
And later he went to Africa to work for a period of time.
那他买头顶火车票，英国人把他拉下去，不要给他坐，不是叫他到山顶那边去坐，不要给他坐，让他拉下去，行李箱丢下去。
And once when he went on a train, the person did not allow him to board the train.
所以他心里很气的，对这样不公道的事情。
And he was very angry at this unjust treatment.
所以他要反抗英国，要追求独立。
So he wants to retaliate against the government to seek justice.
但是他也知道武力没有办法反抗英国的。
But he knew that he cannot overcome the government of Britain.
他就采取绝主义式的这个无抵抗方式。
So he took up this non-retaliation teaching of Jesus.
一直抵抗这个英国。
And he continued to resist England.
所以后来这个印度啊，能够在各方面得到改善啊，这个甘地的这种无抵抗主义的运动啊，这个做法影响很大。
And India can overcome Britain is because of the non-retaliation of Gandhi.
啊，这个是我们今天应该要留意的。
And this is what we should pay attention to today.
就不好的人，你一直与他抵抗啊，他更会变成更硬，更不好。
And if you resist an evil person, he will become even more stubborn.
啊，有个见证是这样的。
And there's a testimony.
有个姊妹告诉我。
And her sister told me,
她被她的姑姑啦，姑姑是丈夫的姐姐欺负。
And she was taken advantage of by her sister-in-law.
欺负13年。
And she was taken advantage of for 13 years.
她这个姑姑到处就是说她这个弟媳妇的坏话。
And her sister-in-law went around and spread rumors about her.
那她这个弟媳妇，她弟弟是医生的，这个弟媳妇是上医生女吗？应该是很好的家庭，但是她很忧伤。
And the sister, her husband was a doctor, but she was very, very sad.
因为她差不多天天都被这个小姑骂。
Because she was
诽谤。
She was chastised by this by her sister-in-law almost every day.
所以她天天过着不愉快的日子，就是。
So she lived a sorrowful life every day.
医生的太太忧忧愁愁的过日子。
Being a wife of a doctor, she lived a very sorrowful life.
后来她想开了。
And later she realized something.
她想到马太七章十二节。
She realized, she thought of Matthew chapter 7, verse
12. 我们看马太七章十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
这句话是人际关系非常重要的教训。
And this is a very important teaching in our relationship with man.
主耶稣，所以无论何时你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这是律法和先知的道理。人际关系啊，这个我们下一节会谈到。
And we'll talk about our relationship with man.
说起来做人很难，做人很难。
And in reality, it's very hard to be
难在哪里？
To be a man, because what is so hard?
难在人际关系，人与人的关系很难。
It's hard because our personal relationship with other people.
同学关系也是不简单的，说起来。
The relationship with our classmates is not simple.
夫妻关系很难的，没有结婚的不知道。
And the relationship between spouses are also very complicated.
没有结婚以前都有，结婚以后天天好好甜的。很甜呐、啊。
Before you marry, you think that life is very sweet.
结婚以后才晓得了，慢慢的就晓得，你们以后就晓得了。
And after you marry, then you will know.
还没结婚以前呢、啊，尤其东方人呢、啊，眼睛放兮兮的，啊，所以对方的缺点都看不出来。
And before you marry, you cannot see the fault of your spouse.
那结婚以后啊，睁开大眼睛啦，对方的缺点一个一个显露出来。
And after you marry, you start to see the fault of your spouse.
那就吵了，就失望了。
Then you will argue and you'll be disappointed.
啊，所以洋人他说，结婚以前呢，放大眼睛了，结婚以后放细眼睛了。
So people say that you should open your eyes before marriage and close your eyes after marriage.
不过人际关系总是很难，尤其夫妻很难的，实在很难。
So interpersonal relationship is very complicated, especially between the spouse.
你们看他这对夫妻好，很好，很要好。 但是你要知道，可能他天天在吵。
You may see hourly this couple may be seemingly really close, but they may argue every single day.
那婆媳关系也难。
And also the relationship between the mother and the father.
妯娌关系也得相当难，阿寿、谢金，很难，都很难。
And all the relationships are very complicated.
那这个弟媳妇啊，很难呐。
And this sister was very sorrowful.
后来这个小姑结婚了。
And later, her sister-in-law married.
这样的女人哦，结婚没有好的结果的。
And she said that this kind of person, after she married, she won't have good results.
她没有信主耶稣。
And she did not believe in.
结婚不久就被她丈夫离掉了。
And so the sister-in-law was divorced by her husband.
当时爸爸妈妈也死了,
and at that time the sister-in-law, her parents has died.
我们这个姊妹告诉她的丈夫，她丈夫也是信徒。
And the sister told her husband, and her husband is also a believer.
说姐姐妹弟兄妻，我们请她到家里来好不好?
And the sister asked her husband to allow the sister-in-law to come and live at their house.
她丈夫吓了一跳，说谁告诉你这样做？是不是传道？
And the husband said, husband was very surprised and said, who told you to do this? The preacher asked you to do this.
他说不是，是主耶稣。
And she said, no, Jesus, it is Jesus who
asked. 他就念到七章十二节说，你要人家怎样待你，你要先去待他。
And so, because she read in verse 7, whatever you want other people to do to you, you should do unto him.
我要我的姑姑爱我，她不爱我，我气得要命，要怎么办？
And I want my sister-in-law to love me, but if she doesn't love me, then what can I do?
她就想到这一句主的教说，好，我去爱她，她一定会爱我。
And so she thought of this verse and said that, and she thought if she loves the sister-in-law, then she will love her.
她真的这样做了。And
so she did this.
他们有钱人呢，一个房间了，套房来给她住。And
because they were very rich, they gave her a room to stay.
那个晚上，她这个小姑哈，跪在她这个弟媳妇面前呐，赔罪。
And at that night, the sister-in-law kneeled in front of the sister and apologized to her.
说我对不起你。
And she said, I cannot repay you.
我这十几年骂你啊，诽谤你，这都是很对不起你的，不违背良心的话。
I have taken advantage of you for all these years, and I am very sorrowful.
从那一天，她到处都是宣传她弟媳妇多么好，多么好。
And from that day on, she spread around to the people how good the sister is.
所以这个问题哦，抵抗啊，对立抵抗啊，不是解决问题的好方法。
So to resist evil is not a good way to solve the problem.
能够遵从主耶稣的这种爱，爱敌人啊，为敌人祷告这种爱，啊，才能解决一切的事情。
But to follow in accordance with the love of God, then we can solve the problems.
所以做人说起来很难呐，但是只要我们照主耶稣的话去做，很容易，很快乐。
So personal relationship, although it's very complicated, but if we go about them with the words of Christ, then it will become very simple.
啊，主耶稣祝大家。
And conclude our class.
好的。